Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. This may determine the 2024 election. This could be the entirety of whether Trump wins or loses. And it has nothing to do with votes. It has everything to do with the legal system and its abuse by the Democrats, in this case, the Jack Smith special counsel. Trump's team has, as of Monday this week, reached out with an effort to have the Supreme Court intervene with a stay on the circuit court's decision based upon the district court in D.C. decision. Now, this can be messy. So I want to boil this down to its simplest parts first. What's going on here is two things simultaneously. A fight over the timing of all of this. One side trying to speed it up, Jack Smith. The other side trying to slow it down, Trump and his team. That's essential. And also, this usually would be the main thing, but in this case it's not, and I'll explain why. A fight over the constitutional merits of the Trump position about immunity. Now, let's start, because this is really important. The timing will determine whether this gets to trial or not. If it doesn't get to trial before the election, then it obviously can't impact the election the way that the Democrats want it to. So the stakes here could not be higher. They think if they can get a conviction of Donald Trump on the January 6th case, they could have Biden at the top of the ticket, Kamala at the top of the ticket, or someone else at the top of the Democrat ticket it won't matter. They will win. That is their fundamental belief. And some of the polls that we have seen show that they could be right. Certainly in a Biden v. Trump matchup, if Trump is convicted, specifically in the J6 case. Atlanta, that case is falling apart. New York, that case is a joke. Florida, that case doesn't look like it's going to get to trial, although there's been some pretrial motions about that this week, or motion around that, I should say, this week. But let's get first back to this central issue of the timing of the immunity claim. So here's what we know. The district court, right? So the lowest level federal court in D.C. found against Trump, right? So then he appealed it to the circuit court, which is the appeals court, circuit court of D.C. And the circuit court also found against Trump. Now, what the circuit court has said is we want the district court to be able to enact its will here, which would mean bringing the case against Donald Trump. So they're trying to speed this up, right? And the Trump team has responded by saying, hold on a second. I need the Supreme Court to issue a stay on the circuit court. It's tough to keep this all straight. So that the circuit court's order that the district court can go forward is on hold. So they cannot proceed with the trial until we have a chance to get two things. An en banc hearing, meaning all the circuit court judges hear this, and a Supreme Court decision on whether or not this immunity claim is valid, and therefore the whole, you know, this whole component of the effort to get Trump goes away. Effectively, the J6 trial is null and void because Trump has immunity from these claims. Now, here's how they write about it. The court should stay. This is the Trump team writing in the decision, which I just read through. I should say, it's not a decision. It's the Trump team in the process of trying to get a stay, an application for the stay of the mandate to be issued by the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Okay, so they are asking for a stop, Trump's team. They're asking the Supreme Court to put a stop on the D.C. Circuit Court saying that the district court can go forward. So see how all these pieces are moving in together? And here's what they want. The court should stay. This is from this application for a stay. The court should stay the D.C. Circuit's mandate pending resolution of President Trump's petition for certiorari in this court. Essentially, you got to hold off on that to see if the writ of cert gets granted, meaning the Supreme Court says we will hear this. So put a pause on all the trial stuff in D.C. until the Supreme Court says whether or not they will hear it. Also, they request as additional relief, President Trump requests this court stay the D.C. Circuit's mandate for the resolution of a petition for en banc, French, or some people say en banc, but it's en banc consideration in that court before the filing of his petition for certiorari in this court. So they're saying we want the Supreme Court to say hold off on everything, but first we want them to put a hold off on everything until we have a chance to do the request for an en banc hearing, right? So you've got these three levels at the top of it, Supreme Court, appeals court below that, and then district court below that. And it's like, you know, it's like the pinball machine going off one after another, and then it goes up again, and then one after another, trying to kick this back and forth. Trump's team is saying you've got to the Supreme Court on the merits. Very likely we're going to win. This is what their application for the stay says. On the merits, they're going to win, or we're going to win, or at least are likely to win, or have a serious chance of winning. So you can't allow this damage to be done by Trump of the trial. You can't actually allow a trial to happen before the Supreme Court hears this because the damage is done by the trial itself. Now, you'll notice there's all these games, and this is absolutely key. Imperative public importance of a prompt resolution of this case. That comes from the special counsel, which was quoted in this application for a stay. The special counsel is taking an unprecedented legal position that the public has a right to a speedy trial. But that's not true. The defendant has the right to a speedy trial. If the defendant wants to file motions, if the defendant wants to have his team bring, bring appeals and bring various, that's within the defendant's right. There's not some countervailing, oh, but the public wants this to go faster, so sorry, it has to go faster. That doesn't exist in our law. The speedy trial is merely there for obvious reasons so that you can't drag it out and punish the defendant with the process through duration. So by extending this, it's very obvious. If I'm charged with a crime and they can drag me into court for 5 years, oh, we're going to have this, and or rather they can wait before I can even be seen for 5 years. That's the bigger thing. I mean, they could drag this out in different ways. But if they just have the charges hanging over my head for 5 years, my reputation's destroyed. Think of all the anxiety that I have to go through. So, no, they have to be able to give me a speedy trial. So they cannot allow delay to be its own form of punishment. And then in the trial itself, they can't just say, oh, we're going to take, 6 months day in and day out for this trial if that's not necessary. Right. They have to move expeditiously. They have to move on a timeline that's fair to the defendant. There is no countervailing. Oh, but the public wants this to go fast, because you know who wants this to go fast? Democrats, Jack Smith, the special counsel, Joe Biden, the White House, the Democrat Party, the machine of the left. That doesn't weigh into this. That doesn't count. So there's a whole new concept being introduced here that I can just tell you is absolute garbage. Want to come back into the merits of this case. So the timing thing is essential, right? Trump wants it to go slower for obvious reasons, and he has a right to want it to go slower. He also has a right to have this all heard. The process is allowed to favor the defendant here, legally and politically. They can't speed the process because there's some desire of the public. That's fake. That's cheating. That's politicization of the justice system. But then also we'll talk a little bit here about the merits. But this is everything. If Trump wins this, he's probably going to be president, right? If they win this legal battle, Donald Trump may lose because of the lawfare against him. So we'll return to this in a moment. But, when Carrie and I bought a home last year, there was no question who we were going to use for our mortgage, because we have a longstanding relationship with the best in the business, American Financing. So I got my personal mortgage done through American Financing. They've been helping people get great mortgages with fantastic customer service and super competitive rates for 25 years. They saved their customers an average of $854 last month by tapping into their home's equity to pay off high interest debt. Think about this. A lot of credit card debt right now out there, really high rates people are paying on it. You can get this squared away. All it takes is a 10-minute call to 866-890-9392. That's 866-890-9392. They never charge any upfront fees. They have over 7,200 Google reviews and a 4.7 star rating. They've helped thousands of customers, including me, save real money on their mortgage and put themselves in a better position. Call them today to see what they can do for you. 866-890-9392. That's 866-890-9392. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR rates in the five start at 6.406% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 866-890-9392 for details about credit costs and terms. Okay, now on to the merits of the argument about Trump's immunity. Now, this is a big thing. They go into in this application for the stay, even. They go into Marbury v. Madison, and they go into a separation of powers and Article 3 and Article 2, and this is all basically about the following. Can a president be prosecuted for official acts in office? And they make a very compelling case that, no, of course not, because then the party that comes into power afterwards could prosecute any president for doing what he does in office. I don't like that he used executive authority for this missile strike on this enemy of the state. So he's now a criminal. He's now going to be prosecuted for that. And all the second guessing that would come from it, it would effectively undermine a president's ability to do his job when it comes to official acts in office. Right. So what they're arguing on the other side, first of all, they do the no man is above the law, as if that settles this. That actually appears in the district court ruling on this. what they're arguing is effectively Donald Trump became a citizen when he was no longer in office. He is now subject to the law like everybody else. And they'll be arguing that it is not an official act that would be protected, and that it was a ministerial act, effectively. I mean, they're breaking this down. It's going to get into, was Trump doing what presidents do and therefore he cannot be prosecuted for it? Or was Trump outside the scope of what is protected for a president? And since he is now a citizen, can be prosecuted for that. Now, this is going to be a fascinating constitutional melee. And I'm not sure I could tell you right now how the Supreme Court would rule on it. I think probably 6-3, but we would have to see. But what's even more obvious and more urgent is the timing of this is everything. Timing is everything when it comes to this Trump legal challenge, because if they're able to get the trial going, the damage may be done. So this is why they're asking for a stay from the Supreme Court of a stay of the district court's movement toward trial so that they can get an en banc. They can request an en banc appeals court hearing in for the appeals court in D.C., the circuit court in D.C. And also they want a writ of certiorari. It's tough to say, but that's what it is, where the Supreme Court will be able to weigh in on the immunity claim themselves. This is going all the way to the top, friends. It is going to the Supreme Court one way or another. I think that's quite clear. And the entire election probably turns on it. So in a sense, we may have the court determining whether or not we get to even vote for our preferred candidate in this election, in a free and fair election. It is not an overstatement to say that the Republic itself is at stake. These are the stakes that we face. So we'll continue to follow this. Appreciate you letting me do a deep dive into it. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.